everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight. I love big black cock. I want a black N-word named Tyron to destroy me. Those are the words of a woman who's today attacking me with lies, Ashley St. Clair. And I have the easy task of making a case that this woman is not a true conservative. I said today on the show we will praise the wonderful contributions of a trailblazing Jewish woman to American modern conservatism. With a tweet like this, Ashley, you're making it easy for me. I wish it was a little harder tonight. I wish you hadn't spent part of your youth adoring the black cock. Ashley St. Clair is an envoyé of global Jewry today, because they have one new every day almost for me. And what they love to do is to cite other Jewish articles published in Jewish press lying about me, to add on a little bit to the lie with they ask a specific Jewish personality to add a little more lies in their tweets above the lies that were already published on the Jewish press. And with this, they can make a whole fake story where Ashley is accusing me of murder today, that I'm the main suspect in a murder investigation. She hasn't been following stuff very well. She doesn't know, apparently, that there is no such thing as a stated suspect in this investigation, but she believes so, and so she feels like it. Ashley St. Clair, always there, wherever global Jewry would want her to be. And in this case, it is beyond within this eclectic group of troublemakers. When you look back at this picture, it is fascinating. I mean, here's a bunch of people who, if they were hired by contract to give trouble to the right, almost all of them would qualify. Kathy Zhu, a fake right-winger who gave up on public life. Ali Baba, the magician of flying carpets and stolen election. This guy with his smears and his ridiculous attacks that turned to absolutely nothing. Baked Alaska. A troublemaker, an ex-rap artist, an ex-porn star become a conservative girl who's now posing in soft porn calendars this week. This is trouble. I mean, the only person that's respectable in there is probably Nick Fuentes, and I'm not sure who this guy is. Is that Steve Frenson, or is that a Steen Frenson's friend or whatever? Other than Nick Fuentes, there's not a serious person in there. And this is the kind of place you can expect to find our Ashley St. Clair, who is in a conservative calendar now posing as a high price whore in a bath, and who doesn't self-identify as a conservative. It's not clear what she is then. She is a conservative grifter, a conservative gatekeeper. She is the agent of global Jewry that ensures that as much of these thirsty conservative dads are redirected toward liberal centrism. Let's hear her words.
Okay, last one, I swear, but I need to say, I'm not a conservative. Hey, I'm not a conservative. Hey, I'm not a conservative. I don't want any part of whatever this weirdness is going on. I don't agree with it. I think a lot of you guys are going to look back in 10 years and say, where the hell did my country go? With zero introspection for the vast amounts of
her comments on big black cock
time you've wasted on meaningless discourse by design about women and body counts and hating women and repeal the 19th and blah, blah, blah. I am too traditional for the left, not traditional enough for the right.
Daddy needs to spank me, also a traditionalist belief.
Right. I consider myself a normal person from 10 years ago, and the only thing I care about is making a better country, better world for my children, for my son.
My time on Twitter is accomplished after I saw those sex laptop nudes. So apparently they are nudes that were eventually banned from Twitter, but this guy had seen it.
And I think many of you are insane. I think you're insane.
To be clear here, she's not saying to the left that they're insane. She's saying to the right that they're insane. And her whole spiel has been for many years to always back down on anything conservative. So her voice within conservatism is all about saying, oh, well, maybe we shouldn't adhere to this idea. Oh, maybe we should give up this. And what is it that we should give up? We should give up the gender red pill. We should give up the patriarchy. We should give up the white race. We should give up identifying as white. We should give up perhaps Christianity, although I don't think that she will ever say it very clearly. But that's what I hear. I hear a fake conservative here who is hanging out in conservative circles, posing for, I mean, this is the point at which the female body becomes disgusting. Like, Ashley St. Clair could be sexy back in the days, but this is the point at which you're in that bizarre no man's land between a very old woman who's posing with her jewelry to look like a high price gold digger and kind of a sign that she was once attractive. I mean, look at these shoulders. You can't let such shoulders be published like this. If you're the Photoshop guy, I judge you. That was the task of the Photoshop guy. You need to lie. You need to hide those shoulders. My God. Ashley St. Clair has aged like milk, as I said this morning on. So this is the calendar, the conservative dad's calendar. It includes Riley Gaines. Again, Riley Gaines, she is an athlete. Absolutely horrible shoulders. I mean, I don't know what's the point of getting this calendar. Riley Gaines does not, and this girl, no, this looks like a calendar you would buy if you're a biker and you're like 55 and you can't really afford to have really beautiful woman in a calendar because you'd get called a pedo. And so you get this kind of beer approved old woman's overdone woman body. Absolutely disgusting. I don't know why this calendar exists at all. But my comment was not about Ashley's presence in the calendar. A lot of her fans who are sending me insults are mistaken today. They think that this all started with a conflict between me and her on her presence in the calendar. I don't give a shit about her presence in the calendar other than the fact that her shoulders are ugly. Her shoulders should not be shown. They should be modified with Photoshop. Get these shoulders out of my view as far as I'm concerned. But that's my taste preference. My comment was on a video that Ashley St. Clair has published, and I was lucky enough to grab it and see it before she deleted it out of shame. Because Ashley St. Clair was doing some more of what she always does, which is back out of certain conservative pillars of beliefs. And so, unfortunately, she deleted the video so well off the internet, and I scrolled up on my phone, and I lost the video, and so it seems that there's no trace of that video again. But it was so ridiculous. She was showing up her true nature. She is like this old Jewish woman who really finds you disgusting. All of you guys, I mean, and she sees the conservative crowd as being a bunch of defective crazy males who should all be imprisoned. And she was dressed into some, I mean, how many Africans had to mine silica to make this dress? I don't know. She was dressed in one of these super rich disco mirror-like outfit that was mirroring light in a bizarre way. It seems like there was lots of glass or mirror leading to the fabrication of this dress. I found myself thinking about the chains of Africans just passing the mud, you know, to extract all of this silica so that she can get dressed like this. Ashley, my comment on her video. Save Western Civ sends me a link. Maybe we can get the video. No, okay. That is not this video. No, thanks for the link, but that is... there was a new video, published this morning. And now is unavailable, and I couldn't find it at all on the internet. But my comment went as follows with respect to her videos. I said, Ashley is aging like milk. And as is often the case, the leftist priors eventually show up in these conservative women. Here she justifies female repulsion at incels who deserve a slap in the face, according to her. Nothing is more leftist than justifying the abuse and dehumanization of males. She complains that male body counts are not as much under scrutiny compared to female ones. But are males pursuing high body counts? Are males causing divorces that would result in increased body counts? The stats are clear. They are filing for divorce at a much lesser rate than women. Thus, female accountability to their engagement is what needs fixing. Thus, the increased criticism of females in red pill discourse is justified. Why would we guilt men for pursuing their interests in a society that is otherwise being turned to degeneracy by women's own volition, while men are merely trying to catch up and have been rendered unable to change the state of thing? Because woman freedom. Look at this woman in her glamorous boomer disco suit and know this, these posers will all expose themselves in the long run. None of them are right-wingers, none of them are traditionalists. They ended up in the conservative movement because it was a fad they felt like joining. And we have her exposing herself at degrees that I didn't even expect in response to my tweet. First, it's like, you should be a little humble, lady, when you have to delete your own video out of shame. Like, maybe it's not the time to go after the people who've criticized the video. Because by deleting your video, Ashley, you are showing me that I was right about my critique. Or if you don't exactly agree with my critique, certainly you found that there was something wrong with this video. That's why your subscriber count started dropping. That's why you had people responding to your video and being frustrated at you and being totally floored. You were showing a face of yourself that you have hidden to your fans up to now. You have hidden it. You have fomented this basis of fans who don't truly know who you are. And the fact is, you are an extremely despicable and an ego-inflated old Jewish woman. That's just what you are. And it's fine. Be that girl. Be that girl with all this jewelry spitting on the little people and saying, oh, these people need to be imprisoned. But she was talking about the incels as deserving to be slapped in the face. She was saying it's their fault. She was saying... I cannot in good conscience, basically, talk in line with the female repression of the red pill community and knowing that it is ultimately males' fault that they have high body counts. In other words, it is males' fault if women are not loyal to their marriage. When, in fact, we know that from just the analysis of alternative societies, we look at the Muslim community in Canada or the Muslim community wherever in Western civilization, and they are treating their women in a way that ensures that they will stay loyal. They are using social shaming. They are using various tactics, including depriving them of rights in courts, because we know that women will abuse these rights to kidnap children. And so they are using these strategies that show that, yes, if you can fix the woman loyalty problem, you fixed marriage. It is not a male problem. I know, because I have a very high body count. It's amazing the number of women I had to have sex with. And unfortunately, I didn't want to have this body count. Okay, here we go. Someone found the video, so we can look at this video in its full glory. But yeah, just to continue my thought before we... Okay, we have discussed... Thank you so much. Save Western civilization now. You have saved Western civilization tonight. And we will be able to watch the video thanks to you. Thank you very much for digging it. I searched for it. I couldn't. To just finish my thought, I have a very high body count. I may have had sex with 200 females. But each of these females, I wanted to be my wife. Each of these females, I wanted her to stay loyal. And each of these females had done exactly what Mama JF did, which is make stupid decisions and then leave. And so... It's male body count doesn't matter all that much when you know that they're not doing it intentionally. I can absolutely guarantee to you that 200 women left me. And so I know the problem of female loyalty. Some of them wanted sperm. Some of them wanted to elevate their ego. Some of them wanted money. But none of them want stable relationships. And that's a problem. And that's probably part of the psychological thing that's behind this, is exactly what Ashley was expressing, this love of big black cock, this kind of fantasy that there is some big black cock coming out of a wall somewhere that they can put inside of them. So let's listen to this. And this is the suit. This is what I'm talking about. Like... I don't know how you call this. I would call it bling, but bling doesn't qualify here. This is not hip-hop. This is bling like I have fucking diamonds just sewed onto my suit. So here's the video that Ashley deleted this morning, and that because she was seeing that I was criticizing this video, rather than say, oh yeah, you know what, JF, you're right. That's why I deleted the video. She decided to go on accusing me of falsehoods and make false statements about me, claiming that I was a murderer or the main suspect of murder. There's nowhere where the police has ever said this, and there's nowhere where you could conclude this. But she decided out of nowhere that because I was arguing against the very video that she deleted, that that she would make these false allegations against me. Let's see what she has to say.
This video is not going to go over well with a lot of my audience, but I...
Well, it didn't go well. You had to delete it, or you would probably have lost a large segment of your audience if you had left it up.
I feel like I need to say it for record's sake. A lot of the rhetoric happening on the right, women are fed up with. On this man...
Yeah, well, how you feel doesn't matter, because your feelings right now are a liability to Western civilization. So it's a question of existence. It's either we will listen to those feelings and be careful with those feelings, or we will just trample over them and we'll fix our civilization.
Manosphere, right-wing side of things.
People are mentioning the nose surgery. I don't know if that's true. Is it true that Ashley St. Clair has a nose surgery to to make her look more Aryan. It certainly gives her a very nasal voice. It's extremely annoying.
Women are relatively repulsed by this, and these are women who most of you would die to have pregnant barefoot in your kitchen.
See here, they can't help but being subversive. The whole meme of you would die to get this woman barefoot in your kitchen, that is a traditionalist meme. You will hear this in the red pill community as being the goal, you know, oh, barefoot. The barefoot woman somehow is the goal to achieve. But she can't help but use it in a non-red pill way. See, she's using it to demean men. See how small you are? Even these women that you spit over, you would die to get them pregnant barefoot in your kitchen. She can't help but to recycle a red pill meme against the male, because ultimately she is truly a leftist, liberal, feminist female. And Jews cannot be conservative. A Jew that is conservative is a Hasidic or some other branch of conservative Judaism. The problem with Jews when they come to these think tanks like TPUSA and the media, when they start working in the liberal domain, they have inherently rejected their own conservatism, because their own conservatism would have been to keep living their lifestyle as Hasidic Jew or whatever other type of Jew. So when you're the kind of Jew who starts speaking to white people, you are inherently subversive, because you've self-selected for your subversion. The first thing you have subverted was your own culture, and now you are used as a puppet by a bunch of globalists who want to use this subversiveness of yours to project it onto white populations. Ultimately, the goal of an Ashley St. Clair, the reason she exists, the reason she is put forward, is because they want you to do to Christianity what her or her ancestors have done to her traditional Judaistic belief. She is the liberated female Jew. Look at her with her jewelry, with her bling bling, with all of this metal exoskeleton.
And they want nothing to do with you, because for whatever reason.
And so she is into the narrative that you are not worth attention. They want nothing with you. The goal of the red pill community is not to charm women through red pill discourse. The red pill community is internal male conversation about how to optimally act toward women. We don't expect that our red pill videos are gathering our next girlfriend. Of course, our red pill videos are disgusting to women, but that has been already exposed by David Buss and his theory that basically any sort of mechanistic analysis of the dating world will be disgusting to a woman, because they want this romantic false story. They want this false narrative. They don't want to hear about the probabilities. But if you were to explain the true probabilities to a woman, she couldn't bear it. She couldn't bear what it is to be a man. To be a man is to play on probabilities, because the marriage institution has been destroyed. And it's been destroyed by women. And people were telling me that Ashley herself is divorced. I don't know about this. But I wouldn't be surprised that when she's publishing this video, it is with the mindset of justifying in her own brain her own divorce and her own lack of a traditionalist or conservative lifestyle.
This discourse has been relatively one-sided about women and women's body counts and women's behavior without any regard for the individuals on the other side of those interactions.
Because man body count is not a societal issue. Because a man would be completely stupid if he had a girlfriend that he has chosen, that he loved, that became his wife, that is still fertile, that is willing to do a chain of 10 babies with him, a man would be absolutely insane to cause divorce in this situation. Not only to deprive himself of parental contact with his own children, to find himself in an economic situation where instead of having to support his female as he wishes and as he can, he will be ordered by a court to do so. There is no problem of males causing divorce in high percentages. That is why 80% of the divorces, the woman comes to file, because the woman is the one interested in destroying the family. The man is very comfortable in the marriage arrangement. That's why he doesn't go out to file. The man could continue the marriage arrangement, but the woman doesn't like it. So we will go after men when men become a societal problem. When men are the threat to the marriage institution, I will go against men.
And I'm the mother of a young boy.
A single mom?
I vehemently disagree with the rhetoric that all men are evil and, you know, the feminist rhetoric particularly.
So that's always her caveat. Her caveat is always, I can't totally join conservatism. But I also disagree with the far left, you know? So it's always this centrism, always this dilution of every pillar of belief until you have nothing left at the middle. You just find these red pill communities disgusting. And oh yeah, these far left Antifa also are disgusting. The middle of everything, the center of the center. A true Brett Weinstein reborn.
2016, 2017. But there should be a discussion, an honest discussion about both sides of the sexual revolution and what's happened. And
the thing is, men playing the modern game of getting as much women as we can is what we have to do. It's the game theoretic response to female polygamy. As I said, the game theoretic response to female polygamy is pray and pray. So it's like, okay, they want to have these children without taking any sort of commitment. They want to live risky lives like my ex wanted when she left. You have to let them get what they fucking deserve. And what they fucking deserve is to be carrying babies in their crazy lifestyles across the raves and whatever degenerate shit they're into. And just full insemination other than this. That is the response to polygamy, and that is how we can at least continue the ride until society can fix itself. But that doesn't mean that because male respond to polygamy, that they consent to it. Every male I speak to here, and by the way, I consult with males from the audience almost on a weekly basis now. There are people who want to pay me for getting 1 hour or 2 hours with me, and I give them specific counseling on what they need to do to improve their situations. And I don't have a single male coming to me and saying, Jeff, how do I get more pussy? Or how do I increase my body count? Or how do I break my marriage? They all would dream of getting a marriage that works. And that's why they come to me. They want counseling to make it work or to handle the fact that their woman doesn't want it to work at all. So we don't have to criticize male for something they don't want. Males don't want the state of degeneracy of current society.
It's just not happening. For whatever reason, it is right-wing porn to demean women. And there's going to be people who hate this.
Well, it's because we're bringing back shaming. And the only reason we're doing so is first because shaming is legal. It's protected by the First Amendment. We can shame whores. We can shame women who in their youth were praising big black cock. We can shame because it's what we used to do also. So if there was something that was working before in society, and we gave it up, and degeneracy suddenly showed up, well, why not bring back shaming? And thirdly, a third argument for shaming, the Muslims do it and it's working. So we're going to keep doing it. I mean, I've not had fun as much in the years as when we end up catching someone, shaming her for her horrish behavior. Because ultimately, this horrish behavior of itat and is all male exploitation. The whole of OnlyFans, soft porn, down to your own appearance in the conservative dad's calendar, all of this is draining male bucks without taking male sperm. And that is the equation. That is the equation on which we will respond to shaming going forward. And we should do it. It's the right thing to do. The right thing to do is to say anything in which a woman takes money from men for sexual images, sexual content of any kind, including soft porn, including conservative dad calendars, and does not pay back in the form of living babies, is deception. It is genetic deception. You are baiting males with false signals, with the false signal of female attention, female look, and female intimacy, and you're baiting them away from the real world of intimacy, and baiting them away from a world in which they could produce babies with that intimacy. And we will shame all of it. Sorry if you don't like it, but we don't care about your feelings.
But I'm telling you how it is before you get slapped in the face in 5 years and wonder why none of these women want to settle down, because so
see, you deserve to be slapped in the face. That is why she probably had to delete her video. She is going after males. She's saying, you are disgusting and you deserve it, honestly. And I'm here telling you, I'm giving you the rough in advance. You know, I'm trying to tell it to you in advance before you get slapped, but you do deserve to get slapped. That is so condescending. And so not justified to think that a man, because he is following the red pill community with a hope for explanation about what the fuck is going on with these women and their disloyalty, and to think that this man deserves to be slapped for just sucking too much. You're just too low quality. You don't understand. It's exactly playing in the feminist hoflation discourse. This is hidden hoflation. This is hoflation served to you in a way that you won't recognize it. But ultimately what she's doing is she's telling men, reduce your own valuation of yourself. And all these women who are rejecting you and in fact physically harassing you are right. You deserve to be abused. You deserve to be demeaned.
So many of them are repulsed by what's happening.
See, you are repulsive with your strategies. As you try to understand our strategy, our disloyalty, you are repulsive. Exactly what David Buss would have predicted. The females are disgusted at the mechanistic analysis of males, of the male understanding of the dating world. Of course, we expect you to be. Because you don't want us to understand. It's not in your interest for us to understand. You live off the strategy of disloyalty because you are a modern, polygamous, African style of breeder. You're looking for maximum sperm diversity to inseminate you with the most diverse set of children you can, because ultimately you're a xenophilic, big black cock lover.
They are repulsed by the rhetoric happening. They are repulsed that there's so much emphasis on the behavior of women while men can name more people on their fantasy leagues than they can.
That's because men didn't want this. I don't want to have to fuck 200 women to have a big family. I would have way preferred if it could have been all the same woman. I would have way preferred if I could have a woman who gave me 10 children. But because of the state of the world, I had to spread my eggs in many baskets. And that is too bad. But what you're not going to change the world by shaming me for it. Because if I could change the world, I would have already. But I can't. So shaming me is worth nothing. You can shame me all you want. I'm just responding to a polygamous, xenophilic society of polygamy. If you want to change that society, I will immediately change and revert back to single, monogamous, and I would have wanted monogamous all my life with the same woman.
Name members of the school boards in which their children go to school. And so, you know, I hope we can get there. And maybe some of this vitriolic rhetoric is the stepping stone, is a silver lining. It opens the door to some of these more honest discussions. But what's happening now, I'm going to tell you, women are not happy. And you can say whatever, you don't care. Women.
Yeah, your feelings really don't matter. Because if you keep being unhappy about men trying to restore civilization, you're going to end up abolishing our existence. So the white race will literally die if you keep being unhappy. So my personal hope is not that all of you will be happy, but at least that we can get a select few females join us back into a traditionalist lifestyle that seeks large families. And the unhappy females like you, well, hopefully you enjoy your jewelry-based wrapped lifestyle in whatever big city you live in, and you can go for all the degeneracy you want. Ultimately, the future belongs to women who will be able to be happy with the prospect of choosing your man, marrying him, and making 10 babies with him. If you can't do this, if no woman can't do this, our whole civilization is going down the drain. So sorry, I can't give a shit about your feelings.
Repeal the 19th. Women shouldn't speak anyways.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a good conclusion. That's a good conclusion. And here's why women shouldn't speak. It's because when they speak, they end up doing things like this. Ashley St. Clair, in response to my critique was very fair of her video, so fair that she deleted it. And by the time I just refreshed my Twitter to see my critique, she had already deleted her video. She says, in response to my fair critique, "You are literally the prime suspect in the murder of your wife who has been missing since June." First, this is my ex. Second, she left me. Third, she left voluntarily from my home. Fourth, she was seen on CCTV cameras many hours away from my home and alive. Fifth, I am not a murder suspect, believe it or not. I don't know why you even think I'm a prime suspect. I'm not a murder suspect. This is words that you have invented. Nowhere in the media has it ever been said that I'm a murder suspect. In fact, it would be ridiculous to be a murder suspect when there is no suspicion of murder. Mama JF is not dead, most likely. That's what I believe, at least. Perhaps she's dead, but there won't be a suspect of murder as long as there's not a murder that has happened. And that's established to have happened. So absolutely wrong here. And Ashley St. Clair being emotional for me criticizing a video that she recognizes was so low quality that she had to delete it herself. And so I say, oh yes, the conservative values of check notes, victimless crimes, suspicion without evidence, and guilty until proven innocent. that is literally three pillars of right-wing belief. And in fact, some of them are universal pillar. Even leftists would agree with them. Those are three pillars of belief of our society that you need to violate to come up with Ashley Sinclair's commentary tonight. And I say her ad hominem attacks could make some sense if it wasn't that she had to delete her own video out of shame. So somehow she must agree with me. Why would you go for an empty, unengaging strawman and ad hominem attack based on false premises and stated falsehoods when you deleted the video? So you agree that there was something to be criticized of the video. It's because ultimately, Global Jewry loves to go after me. And they love to take each other's articles, take something that was written by someone and requote it, knowing that it's false, adding their little falsehood to it. And that is why people get fucking annoyed. That is why people, they lose their shit at some point. It's because lies after lies after lies, you guys don't check your sources. And people just, they accumulate it and they let you be and they respect your First Amendment right until they don't. Until you're fucking annoying them. And then they go absolutely insane. She answers to my claim that it was an ad hominem attack. By the way, an ad hominem attack, whether it's true or false, is an ad hominem attack. She says, it's not an ad hominem. You are literally the Canadian police prime suspect, brother. So, see, that is why it's very tempting to repeal the 19th Amendment or whatever. Whatever amendment has to be repealed to stop hearing this. First, claiming that a ad hominem argument is true is not a defense. It's still an ad hominem argument. Okay? An ad hominem argument is to attack the character of the person saying the thing rather than to attack his argument. That's what you've done. So you have attacked me with an ad hominem. And you come back with, oh, well, it's true. It's true. First, it's not even true. But even if it was true, it would still be an ad hominem and it would still be invalid. Now, what is your source to claim that I am Canadian police's prime suspect? I'm not. There's no prime suspect. There's no suspect because there is no murder. It's not a murder investigation. And there is plenty of evidence that disqualifies me as a suspect. The fact that she was seen being dropped by me, the fact that she chose to go, the fact that she communicated as she was traveling away from me, she communicated to me that she wanted to disappear, that she wanted to go off grid, lose her cell phone, and not be contacted by anyone. But you don't know this, you don't care. And that's why you say these things that are demonstrably false. You say, also, a normal person whose wife is missing wouldn't avoid mentioning her at all when accused of murdering her. Food for thought next time the police chat with you. Now that Ashley, is so disappointing. Ashley is so disconnected in her Jewish elevator lifestyle. She is hanging out with the wrong people. She has spent so little time on the internet that Ashley doesn't know that I've been talking about this case again and again. Like to the point where people are like, JF, shut up. JF, even if you didn't kill her, stop talking about her. Ashley lives in such an other class that she is not aware that the last months of internet history are filled with Papa JF explaining and explaining again what has been happening, making shows about it, showing up on interviews about it. So I've not avoided mentioning her. To the contrary, I've been reckless legally in again and again talking about the case publicly. You are absolutely beside the track of truth, Ashley St. Clair. You are a sad person. And my answer to this very sad tweet, where she demonstrates her lack of knowledge of anything regarding this case, was as follows. Where do you get all of this exclusive investigative information, Ashley? You seem to be putting more seriousness in your work back in your porn star days than as a journalist now. What a sad person Ashley St. Clair has become, making up demonstrably false statements, showing her her lack of understanding of a case here, the case of the disappearance of Mama JF. Other people have shown that it's perfectly doable to understand the disappearance of Mama JF. Andrew Wilson from The Crucible is one of them, who's digged into it, who interviewed me seriously about it, and who has a good understanding of the case. All of the rational evidence to be processed rationally is out there and available. But Ashley St. Clair, the envoyé of global jury today against me, has decided to yet again go for the irrational belief. Not surprising. Go for the lie. And to what extent does she know it's a lie? Or is she just a brainless cunt? All right. When you have a double-digit IQ, I guess you have to sell hyper-sexualized photos of yourself to conservative dads. Let's see here.
The right's losing elections because of this identity politics. So, like, in Colorado, the biggest issue among Republican voters is immigration. You know how many illegal immigrants we have here? Like, fucking 12. Not literally,
yeah, right.
It's not an issue, but that's the top issue among Colorado Republican voters, and the top issue among Democrats is education, things that actually matter. And so they're just screwing themselves over with this identity politics and build the wall.
See, care about the Jewish academia, guy. Don't care about identity. It's the wrong path, guy. She was being this subversive back in the days. Back in the days of, hey, maybe we should start caring about the fact that the only good nations we've known have been white and our nations are becoming decreasingly white. No, don't. No, it's not a good look. You're going to get a slap in the face here. Come back and talk about Jewish academia.
Well, and this is all we care about.
Is like, it's not going to happen. Like, the whites are having less kids. There's essentially zero white immigration. The whites are going to lose the majority stake in this country in 20 years, inevitably. Like,
yeah, it's inevitable. So let's just make it happen. Let's not try to stop it because it's inevitable. Holy shit! These people are disappointing, self-abolishing. I mean, in the case of her, it's not self-abolishing. In the case of this guy, I don't know. Was he white? Was he Jewish? Just give up, bro. Yes, DK Shadow. Rachel Wilson was saying about men and red pill on this team. Alex Clark was saying red pill men love bringing up the fact that the woman is who typically files for divorce. Rarely do they ever talk about what leads them to that point. So Alex Clark, that is a whole other kind of woman, a la Ashley St. Clair, elevated for her looks by these Jewish networks at TPUSA. And see, taking the very same position. It's ultimately your fault. It's your fault if women are disloyal. The thing is, it's not so interesting whose ultimate fault it is. What's interesting is where can we intervene in a way that fixes civilization? And where you can intervene is the female applying for divorce. That is one place where we can stop the bleeding. Rachel Wilson says, yeah, but the thing is that I rarely ever hear that from men. Maybe you guys just run in very progressive circles, but I don't generally see men denigrating motherhood or homemaking. I see working women do that. Oh, yeah, because in the fictitious narrative of Alex Clark, listen to what? Why is it? Why is it that women are divorcing? She heard the saddest story on Nick Vial's podcast from a woman considering ending her marriage. She said one of her breaking points was her husband saying to her, you know what you're really good at? Doing things that don't really matter. I felt my tears well up. Probably one of the most hurtful things I've ever heard. I don't personally believe in divorce for anything except physical or sexual abuse. But it's easy to understand why women feel driven to that point when our men are just as corrupted by feminism as we are, leading them to underappreciate the seemingly mundane things that women do to run a household that matters very much. Yeah, even this guy, I'm not sure that he's being correctly interpreted here. If you take this guy, not in a moment of argument, and you ask him, is it important for your wife to have babies? I'm sure he would say yes. I don't know of any guy who doesn't think it's important. So I don't think that this is a representation of a massive problem in current society. Men demeaning wives who choose to make babies. Men are probably being demeaning to wives because they choose not to make babies. And that is the problem. Then you find yourself with a wealth drainer who lives off you, who parasitizes you, and who really serves nothing common to the couple. That is the problem. Turkic Warlord says they are getting real bombs. We are getting information bombs. Same clique. Are you saying that we are the Gaza of the Jewish bombs? We are being the victim of an informational genocide. The Gazans are receiving the actual bombs. We are receiving the propaganda bombs, the Ashley Sinclair in the bat pictures to demoralize Western civilization. Interesting. What else do we have before we close the show? New California law requires stores to carry gender-neutral toys. There are a number of new laws that will kick in 2024, but one of the most interesting fights are likely to be over the new California law requiring stores with more than 500 employees to carry gender-neutral toys or face state fines. Okay. We have a guy here who is... That's interesting. He has married twins. You know, twins are truly genetically the same person. I like to... You know, in my crazy biologist view of the world, they're not even independent beings. I see the combo of two twins as being a form of self-separated blob, a la Terminator 2, you know, metallic polyalloy recombination. I see them as the two drops of the metallic polyalloy that forms the evil Terminator in Terminator 2. And it must be something. I think it works. I think it works from a genetic perspective. She should really enjoy that she's getting a baby. She should really enjoy that she's getting a baby because the baby will be equally related to her and to her. So technically, it's really one person with two vaginas. That is what female twins are. One person with two vaginas, the capacity to produce two sets of babies at the same time. That is awesome. And as a last news item, this guy, what the fuck? This guy is shooting an arrow into another arrow. And look at the precision with which it entered. Now look at this. The arrow will just come at the center of this arrow. Before we end, there were super chats on Entropy. Save Western Civilization was saying, I know this stream is red meat, but I don't care, and I can't stop laughing when you read her quotes. Okay. Yes, that's my job. I'm here to entertain. And Jackie Chan says, which do you think was cracked down on the hardest? The PUA, the MRA, or the MG Tao? They all got accused of hatred and steamrolled by YouTube at one time or another. Most fled to BitChute or Odyssey. Each of these terms have been the target of quite some social attack. But the PUA was the strongest from a censorship perspective. The MRA was the strongest from a social disapproval perspective. And the MG Tao have been kind of... The MG Tao, I think, doesn't give much trouble to the elites of this world, because I think that ultimately the MG Tao is a fine outcome for them, because it's basically men abandoning the idea of reproduction. So I think they're very fine with the MG Tao. That's it for tonight, boys. Thank you for supporting the show. And don't forget, all of the donation means are under the description of the video. Feel free to use any of them to keep us alive through 2024. 2024 is coming.